You're listening to the Sermon Podcast from House for All Sinners and Saints. We are an Evangelical Lutheran Church in America congregation in Denver, Colorado, and you can find out more about us at www.houseforall.org. Grace, peace, and mercy is yours from the Triune God. Amen. This summer when I was at the Greenbelt Festival in the UK, I stood on the top of a tall grassy hill, and I and two of my dear friends, Padraig and Doug, each preached on the Beatitudes. The event was called Sermons on the Mount, and it was my very favorite thing about the festival. I spoke that day about how I think it can be easy to view the Sermon on the Mount as pure exhortation. It can be easy to view the Beatitudes, the blessed R's that we just heard from Jesus, as a command for us to try real hard to be meeker or poorer or mournier in order that we might be blessed in the eyes of God. And since the Beatitudes are always the gospel reading on All Saints, the day each year that we set aside to honor the saints and remember our beloved departed, it makes it kind of even worse. I mean, people who are called saints seem so unattainably good, and the fact is, most of us end up feeling unworthy. Plus, it can be easy to look at like a saint like Mother Teresa and think, well, she's a saint because she was meek, and so if I too want to be blessed, I should try to be meek like her. And don't get me wrong, we could use a few more people trying to be like Mother Teresa. I've never pulled it off, but I just don't think that her virtue of meekness is what made her considered blessed by Jesus. Because what if the Beatitudes aren't about a list of conditions we should try and meet to be blessed? What if these are not virtues that we should aspire to? But what if Jesus saying, blessed are the meek, is not instructive? What if it's actually performative, meaning the pronouncement of blessing is actually what confers the blessing itself? Maybe the Sermon on the Mount is all about Jesus' seemingly lavish blessing of the world around him, especially that which society doesn't seem to have much time for, like people in pain and people who work for peace instead of profit, people who exercise mercy instead of vengeance. So maybe Jesus is actually just blessing people, especially the people who never seem to receive blessing otherwise. I mean, come on, doesn't that just sound like something Jesus would do? Extravagantly throwing around blessings like they grow on trees. So for this All Saints Sunday, a time when we remember and celebrate the lives of those who have gone before us, those who Jesus would bless, I thought maybe it was time to have some Beatitudes for this day, and for this place, and for these people. Because I like to imagine Jesus here standing among us and saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the agnostics. Blessed are they who doubt. Those who aren't sure and who can still be surprised. Blessed are they who are spiritually impoverished and therefore not so certain about everything they can no longer take in new information. Blessed are those who have nothing to offer. Blessed are they for whom nothing seems to be working. Blessed are the preschoolers who cut in line at communion. Blessed are the poor in spirit. You are of heaven and Jesus blesses you. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are they for whom death is not an abstraction. Blessed are they who have buried their loved ones, for whom tears are as real as an ocean. Blessed are they who have loved enough to know what loss really feels like. Blessed are the mothers of the miscarried. Blessed are they who don't have the luxury of taking things for granted anymore. Blessed are they who can't fall apart because they have to keep it together for everyone else. Blessed are the motherless, the alone, the ones from whom so much has been taken. Blessed are those who still aren't over it yet. Blessed are they who laughed again when for so long they thought they never would. Blessed are Beau's wife and kids and Billy's mom and Amy Mack's friends. Blessed are those who mourn, for you are of heaven and Jesus blesses you. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who no one else notices. The kids who sit alone at middle school lunch tables. The laundry guys at the hospital. The sex workers and the night shift street sweepers. Blessed are the losers and the babies and the parts of ourselves that are so small. The parts of ourselves that don't want to make eye contact with a world that only loves the winners. Blessed are the forgotten. Blessed are the closeted. Blessed are the unemployed, the unimpressive, the underrepresented. Blessed are the teens who have to figure out ways to hide new cuts on their arms. Blessed are the meek. You are of heaven and Jesus blesses you. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the wrongly accused, the ones who never catch a break, the ones for whom life is hard, for they are those with whom Jesus chose to surround himself. Blessed are those without documentation. Blessed are the ones without lobbyists. Blessed are foster kids and trophy kids and special ed kids and every other kid who just wants to feel safe and loved and never does. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are they who know that there has to be more than this because they are right. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are those who make terrible business decisions for the sake of people. Blessed are the burnt out social workers and the overworked teachers and the pro bono case takers. Blessed are the kids who step between the bullies and the weak. Blessed are they who delete hateful homophobic comments off their friends and pastor's Facebook page. Blessed are the ones who have received such real grace that they are no longer in the position of ever deciding who the deserving poor are. Blessed is everyone who has ever forgiven me when I didn't deserve it. Blessed are the merciful, for they totally get it. See, I like to imagine Jesus here blessing us because I believe that this is our Lord. Maybe the first time he blessed all the things we try and hide or make up for, the things we insult in ourselves and others, wasn't in the Beatitudes. Maybe it was actually in his life. Because after all, it was Jesus who had all the powers of the universe at his disposal, but who did not consider his equality with God as something to be exploited, but instead came to us in the most vulnerable of ways, as a powerless flesh and blood newborn, as though to say, you may hate your bodies, but I am blessing all human flesh. You may admire strength and might, but I am blessing all human weakness. You may seek power, but I am blessing all human vulnerability. This Jesus whom we follow cried at the tomb of his friend and turned the other cheek and forgave those who hung him on a cross. He was God's beatitude, God's blessing to the weak in a world that only admires the strong. So if you're here tonight mourning or feeling forsaken, abused, unseen, or no longer useful, if you, perhaps like myself, are all too aware that it is not your strength and virtue that qualify you to be called a saint, but your need for a God who makes beautiful things out of dust, then this meal we're about to eat is for you and for all people. It is as much for we who believe we have no need for it as it is for we who believe we are not worthy of it. And know that it is not your ability to do for yourself, but your hunger that qualifies you to be fed. For it is a beatitude meal, the broken, blessed body of Christ. So come as you are and behold who you are. As the blessings Jesus pronounced on the Mount so long ago, know that it is here that you become what you receive. Amen.